Welcome to the CF Strong podcast. CF Strong covers the successes and challenges faced by those living with cystic fibrosis. You'll hear first-person stories, conversations with health professionals, friends, and partners. Just a heads up, guests may share their personal views about treatments and health management. But please remember this is not medical advice, and you should always follow the advice of your clinic team regarding your health.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this quickfire one question, one answer podcast with clinical nurse consultant Kate Johnson. Today, we are asking the questions that you want answered.
Now, one that perhaps isn't quite as common these days, I'm not sure, but you can fill us in. Why do I develop differently to others? And for girls, will my period be later because of my CF?
Yeah, it is something that is becoming less and less. Years ago, because of more steroids, because of poorer nutritional intake, malabsorption, infections, hospitalisation, everything, we saw a greater delay in maturation or, you know, going through puberty than your peers. And it was often said to be 2 to 4 years behind. People with CF were 2 to 4 years behind a lot of their peers going through puberty. But we know now, because, you know, the timing of puberty can also depend on the overall health of a person with CF. So particularly in terms of your nutrients, your malabsorptions, diabetes, lung disease, etc. And we're finding that because people are growing up healthier, a lot of the changes with the gene modulator therapy, you know, your Trikaftas, everything else coming into place now, puberty isn't so much delayed with and lesser steroid use. Puberty isn't as greater delayed. So we're finding people and adolescents are going through, you know, either just a little bit behind or a similar time to a lot of their peers. So you may find that the girls may start a little bit later with their periods, or for the boys, they may be a little bit shorter, a little bit less hairy than their mates, but they do catch up and reach that, you know, puberty stage with their peers, because everyone goes through at their own rates. Even those without CF may not go through puberty until they're a little bit later, or they may start a little bit earlier. And whether or not you have CF, that is, you know, puberty becomes at a time when your body is ready, and in no way does it define a person. And that's something that, you know, I know some of the boys are a bit embarrassed because, you know, they're not as tall as their friends, or they, like I said, they don't have, you know, the hair growing like their mates, or some of the girls, they don't have their boobs like their friends. But through good nutrition, good general health, we know that, you know, puberty does come on, and we reach that normal testosterone hormone levels as all the rest of your friends do.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the CF Strong podcast. Make sure you subscribe on your favourite podcast listening platform so you don't miss the next episode. And if you enjoyed this podcast, we'd really appreciate if you could leave us a review. It helps other people find CF Strong. Or share us with your friends. Also, a quick reminder that the views expressed in the CF Strong podcast may not be reflective of Cystic Fibrosis Community Care's viewpoints. The podcasts are designed to share information and provide insight into the lives of those living with cystic fibrosis around Australia. This podcast was made possible thanks to support provided by the Australian Government. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.